This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
You know what? All right, 877-881-1053. We're about to do Masterpiece Theater. I figure out movies before they're over all the time. All the damn time. Colby thinks I'm a movie ruiner for myself.
Yes.
I don't try. I'm just smart and I figure it out, Colby.
No, it's and you're like, oh, it's just because I'm smart. No, you're not smart. Everybody else can use the clues and go, yeah, I'll figure it out. But you don't want to.
It just
Why
clicks.
Would you want
I'm
to?
Not sitting there trying to. It just clicks. At some point, I go, oh, okay. And I figured out before everybody else.
Yeah, because
I'm
you're
smartest
watching a movie
person in the room
no,
in theaters.
You're watching a movie and thinking, which is dumb.
Anytime you watch a movie with me, just realize I know it before you do. All right?
No,
understand that.
Because I don't want to know it. No. I am turn off brain, watch movie guy.
And now it's time for Masterpiece Theater.
So what we were going to talk about, I think what we are going to talk about is, well, you know something, Mean Gene. They're going to make the biopic of Hulk Hogan with a Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth?
No, the good one.
Chris Hemsworth?
There you go.
Ooh, I bet, you know what? I bet I know what's going to happen in that movie,
Cabin
too.
Cabin in the Woods. He's eventually
probably it's a biopic.
He's eventually going to say bad things. Yeah. But they're going to focus on his rise to prominence, I think, less than his fall from grace. And so I was kind of curious, what athlete do you wish that they would make a movie about then? And by the way, yeah, like, the guy who's going to make it is Todd Phillips, who I'm pretty sure he had just done the new Joker movie and the Hangover movies. So, like, he's a director that people know pretty well. And so apparently it's going to be, so it's got a pretty big director. It's got a big time star on it. It's about like somebody in, I guess, my world that I care about a lot.
From the 214, who's playing Andre the Giant?
Ooh, good question.
Probably going to be CGI'd.
George Mirasan?
Is George Mirasan still alive?
I don't know. I would not be surprised
does it,
either
does
way.
Does that Sylvester Stallone? An individual player? Or because, like, they did Miracle. You know, like, that's a great sports story.
Okay,
right
if
there.
You wanted to throw out
they
a team.
They took liberties with that,
sure.
though.
If you want to throw out a team, that's fine.
So they're going to do, like, a Bohemian Rhapsody version of Hulk Hogan? Here,
I think every biopic is skewed in some sense of it, but at
you
least
think they're going to dive in on his relationship with the Nacho Man.
Oh, did you say Nacho
they
Man?
They gotta. It's the Macho Man. I hate you so much.
Randy
but
Travis.
They did actually make fun of him and call him the Nacho Man in some promos for a
okay.
while.
Okay. What about the Mr. Cowabunga, the rubber band guy?
Captain Lou Albano.
Yeah, are they going to have him in it?
I really,
remember they were in the cartoon together.
I really wish his name was Mr. Cowabunga now.
I love that cartoon,
I feel like
man.
That was a lost opportunity.
Or maybe like a specific sport. Because for me, Jordan. Give me a Michael Jordan biopic.
So the closest that I think you're going to get
I know we
to
got
that,
Space Jam. I got it.
But The Last Dance is going to come out next year. It's going to be like an 8-part 30 for 30 documentary. I know that's not a movie,
okay.
though. Do you think in the movie then, well, I guess they'd leave it out because they leave things out that matter, is they wouldn't talk about him getting blackballed from the NBA and booted out.
Okay, that's your theory. It's not
is
a
it?
Legit thing.
Is it? I learned from Chris Arnold that he hung out with Michael Jordan's dad.
What did he say?
He thinks I'm probably wrong.
Okay.
Oh.
Or at least that's because he hung out with Michael Jordan's dad, and the people who said were like, you need to be quiet about this.
You need to shut your
that's
mouth right
theory.
Now.
That's another theory. How about that? All right, so you're going Jordan. I'm excited that we're getting the Hulk Hogan biography.
Right.
Who are you going with, Colby?
You know what? I would love to see if they went as far as, you know, digging up some of the stories that I heard and I want to see a Craig Ludwig
really?
Biopic.
Okay.
Just
don't,
because of...
Don't call me Brett Hull, the Craig Ludwig story.
Exactly. I just want to... From all the, you know, stuff that happened with the cup and different things like that, and just how wild that Stars team with Belfour and everybody seemed, you could have so many people. It just actually, you know what? Just give me that Stars team. Not just
The 99 Stars
yes,
team?
Yes. Not just focus on one guy. Just... Everybody that's and put it together and make it kind of like, I don't know, just make it kind of like the almost a comedy version of it. Just go for the funny because I think it would be hilarious. And then they win. Make a major league about the Stars.
Ooh, from the 210, Tiger Woods or Manziel would be amazing.
How much of that Tiger Woods is in a Waffle House?
Somebody just said Michael B. Jordan could be the junkyard dog.
Dude, I feel like, okay, I really want to do anything. I wanted to go back real quick. Johnny Manziel's story would be a very fun one.
Yep.
Like, it would be like watching Entourage. That's what I kind of feel like, is that you're going to go to some crazy, you know, beach houses and some crazy parties, Vegas, and it's just going to be this Entourage type feel all the time. So I can get down with that. That sounds like an exciting thing because that's a movie. I love movies like that. And I know a lot of people hate them, but the Entourage movie, turn off brain and just enjoy.
Oh, you couldn't guess the ending to that one?
There's no ending. It's not a real thing.
It doesn't have an ending?
There's nothing to figure out.
They never roll the credits?
There's nothing to figure out. Really,
there's nothing to figure out in any movie. Let the movie tell you what's going on.
Hold on. Did you just say there's nothing to figure out in any movie?
No, there's not.
Okay. I did not expect. Man,
there's no plot twist in Entourage.
I'm not as smart as Corey because I did not see that plot twist coming of Colby saying there's nothing to figure out in any movie. I was not prepared for that.
Michael Irvin's story would be fascinating too, right?
To show him stabbing somebody with the scissors.
Okay, are they going to show Hulk Hogan saying things he shouldn't say?
Saying the N-word, no. I already said
so
that.
So, of course, they're not
going to
show Michael Irvin stabbing somebody with scissors.
Okay, and I think that's why Reggie doesn't like the biopic. All right, Reggie, do you have somebody in mind, even though you say that you don't watch these movies, that you're like, I would watch that biopic?
I feel like a lot of people are falling into a trap here, picking like younger guys. And I feel like you don't have as much time to reflect on some of the things that have happened. So I want to go with someone older. Not by much.
So you want an older man?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever you said, sure. I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
That was who?
Does that mean we don't get to know the answer?
Yeah, tell us who it
okay,
is,
so
damn it.
I had a name that I kind of forgot at this point, but Marshawn Lynch sounds like a great one because, like, besides, like, the football stuff, he just lived an interesting life. Will Chamberlain. Yeah, I want to see what's happening. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things
that...
You're
going to have a rating on that movie that... Not everybody can get into.
I think
right?
even beyond that, like, there's a lot of other things that have happened in his life, like beyond that stuff, and just people that had lived before the social media age.
He didn't have time. He played basketball, and then afterwards, he had to have all the sex. Like, there was no time to do anything else.
Right. Well, he had to eat and sleep, and
before he slept with somebody. Yeah, there's nothing else. Right. Is there other stuff about him that we need to know?
Probably. You'd have to have sex with one person every single day for more than 27 years to get to 10,000.
So he didn't have time to do other stuff.
Well, one person, I mean, that's there's... cute.
But hold on, who did you say first, though?
Are you insinuating?
Marshawn.
Marshawn Lynch, I can get down with that. I really like that idea because...
Yeah, give me personalities.
His growing up, you know, what he went through growing up, where he was in his high school, how he went back and he's tried to help those kids. The fascinating little stories we hear about him helping guys with their 401ks on his team. Like, those are the things that I'm always like, I know Kevin doesn't love Marshawn Lynch, but those are unique things about him that I'm like, oh, I like that even more about him. It's wild.
I mean, clearly he's a fascinating guy, and I would be interested. As long as they put in the movie, I don't know nothing about No Snow.
Absolutely.
Like, that has to be in there, or else what are we doing?
And I'd love to see them, like, trick up the Gator event from when he was playing at Cal, where he hopped in the little cart and he was whipping. I'd love to see them, like, play that up. Like, get Michael Bay to direct it. I want to see that.
Right.
From the 972, a biopic about Rafael Palmeiro. Up to the finger point and him saying, I did not use steroids. Man, and then you flash back to the first time he gets injected with that needle. Whoa.
What song do you use for that sequence?
Comfortably Numb?
Do that or something from the Divinals.
Yeah.
Just to throw that in weird. From the 214.
The Flaming Lips. You don't use jelly.
Okay. Or do you realize?
That's actually from Tommy the Poet. Aaron Hernandez story.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a great one.
Have they not done that like on a TV series yet?
I don't think
so. It's
called
The News, Corey.
Okay. It is called The News. Huey Lewis needs time to create.
The 214, I'm pretty sure I heard Jesse Holly say that they sold the rights to his story.
So the Jesse Holly story.
Oh, Mr. Fourth and Long.
Yeah.
But Aaron Hernandez, that sounds like a Netflix show that needs to happen, but I would definitely watch that. Pat Tillman, what about that one? So that's got a pretty grim ending to it.
I want to know the real story.
You don't?
And I feel like you're going to, dude, there are so many.
I mean, they did try to cover it up for a while.
I feel like they're going to try and tell you a story that's not, it's like this different version of it. I love the idea of here of a military story, his reasons for choosing the military over the NFL, why he felt compelled to do it, and seeing that part of it. I'm totally interested in that part too, but they're not going to tell you, they're going to give you a version of what happened there that may not be the exact real version.
Did I space or has no one said Michael Irvin?
I already did.
Yeah.
Okay, I did space then.
So a couple of people have brought up some really intriguing ones. Lawrence Taylor, Josh Hamilton.
I thought Josh Hamilton was in the making. I thought they were like there was a.
And then he fell again.
I don't know what happened. I thought they were going to make a movie about him.
Man, Roy Tarpley, I would be interested in that. Like, in case you ever wonder why the Mavericks were the worst franchise in all of sports for the 1990s, it's because they had their next franchise player in Roy Tarpley, and then he got kicked out of the NBA. Something that happened to him twice for life, which I didn't realize could be a thing. And that's part of the reason, but. Man, Josh Hamilton, I just feel like watching that story would agitate me because I feel like they would sanitize it too much, but he would make a hell of a 30 for 30. I was worried they were going to clean up the Ric Flair 30 for 30, and then they cut to Triple H when he was talking about why his son died, and Triple H goes, I mean, but Ric Flair is a liar. He'll tell you what he wants you to know about him, but that doesn't mean it's the truth, and it was devastating. So Hamilton would be a good one.
I like this John Madden.
Boom.
Tough acting, tin acting.
Because you're gonna have a segment of him with the Raiders,
sure,
coaching that
group.
Won
a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then you're gonna have a segment with him building the game. Like that's got to be a blast. Is just how he, because he said he wanted to sit down and build something that players could use. So that they could practice while they weren't at practice. He wanted it to be something that they could learn the plays while it was while they weren't at practice. That's ultimately what he wanted. Now it's grown into what it is, and players do use it that way. Like they
watch that.
And then the next part of it when he's with Summerall, and then I guess you do end with his speech about how all the guys are talking, all the busts are talking in the Hall of Fame. Like, I think that'd be a good movie.
This one would be too sad, Jim Kelly. It would be just too sad. Somebody said Lance Armstrong. There's a couple of really good documentaries out there about Lance Armstrong. Steve McNair or Nolan Ryan? I mean, Steve McNair would have maybe the more dynamic ending to it, but I would be very fascinated to see a Nolan Ryan biopic with Chuck Norris playing Nolan Ryan.
Okay.
Right?
See that? I could see that.
What about Steve McNair, though? That's a really fascinating one that's kind of been lost to history a little bit, and from not that long ago, if we're making one of these.
Well, but if you're talking about another, like, it's not quite Jim Kelly-esque, but that doesn't really have any happy moments
it has
in that movie.
Crushingly sad ending, but I feel like so many of these will, because that's what makes it fascinating. Like, Josh Hamilton's doesn't have the most positive ending. Roy Tarpley's doesn't have a positive ending.
Mike Vick?
Man,
it'd
Mike.
Be a tough movie to
Mike
watch.
Mike Vick would get you so much heat because anything positive you put on that, a certain section of the public is going to be furious about that. Even though he's done. Man, I'm telling you, I feel like Michael Vick has done more to go out and actually practice what he preaches and rehabilitate his image than just about anybody else. But some people will not allow that.
Somebody hit us up at the KNC Masterpiece page on Facebook and said the Kurt Warner story played by Jim Carrey. So I think they're going to try and make it a fun story.
Okay. Who would play his wife?
Jim Carrey.
I could see that. Dennis Rodman, Sean Taylor, Bullet Bob Hayes, who I'd be fascinated. What about Ray Lewis? I mean, as long as we're honest about everything, then absolutely.
What part do you want to see?
I want to know what happened to that sweater that had the blood on it that he said disappeared.
What about whenever he, like, does he tell them? You want to see that where they're sitting down talking to him, offering the deal?
I would freak out. I mean,
that'd be interesting.
But it's not going to happen.
That'd be intense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.